Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
The Gemara brings the Mishnah, the Braisa, that Rabbi Akiva learns after Mecharish Bekatzah Tishbeis, Ein Tzarech Leim Mecharish Bekatzah Shel Shviyas, Shorei Kranem Esod Chalei Sizur Karmel Chalei Sizmar, and Taz discusses what happened to Charisha. Al Kobanim, El Charish Shel Erev Shviyas Nechaz Shviyas, Bekatzah Shel Shviyas Yeitzel Lemaitzah Shviyas. That you're not allowed to plow the field in Erev Shviyas, but even be mile for Shviyas, and the Gemara talks about 30 days, or from Pesach to Shavuos, and we discussed that a little bit in the previous year. But the Gemara also adds, Katzah shel Shviyas, sheyetzin lemaitzah Shviyas. You're also not allowed to have Katzah, you're not allowed to reap, you're not allowed to harvest the fruit of Shviyas that went out to Maitzah Shviyas. Now, our Rashi doesn't have a Pshana, Katzah Shviyas, sheyetzin lemaitzah Shviyas. Rashi Rashana writes, "Going tefua shehiviyah shlish b'shvius, and the noyik b'minik shvius b'shminus. If the tefua grew a third of its growth on shvius, so you noyik b'minik shvius b'shvius. In other words, it has it in a perish shvius." And Rashi in Makis Daf Chesam Beis also says very similar. Rashi here in the Ksav Yad that the newer Gemaras have on the side, Rashi says even more. Rashi says, "Katzah shel tefua gdele b'shvius gan sichin, agan shav v'zor b'shvius, adonayik b'minik shvius b'shminis what shechayavim b'beer vein seichem bay." There are different dinim that perish shvius have. First of all, is the din beer that when it's kalsel lebeimim in asoda, it's kal la'adam in abayis. When there's no more perish of this type left in the field, you're no longer allowed to eat it. You have to mafkir it. That's a shayla. If there's an isur achilu, you have to mafkir it. But there's a din beer. Now, what's the din beer? Even though it's no longer shvius. And even if the peri wasn't harvested on Shviyas, as long as it grew a third on Shviyas, has it in a peri Shviyas. And also there's a din, you're not allowed to sell a peri Shviyas, you're not allowed to sell it as a schera, and as teifas as damav, there also is a din. The Rashi Masech the Shviyas also, the Mishnah brings it, k'sir shel Shviyas yotzel meitzah Shviyas, the Rashi says, u'k'sir shel tvua gdele b'shviyas gan svichim, a'ishav v'zar v'shviyas, and the Rosh also, over there on the Mishnah, seems to be saying the same thing. So Rashi and the Rash and the Rosh are learning that it's a din that has Kedusha Shviyas. That's a din of Katzah Shel Shviyas, Sheyotzumetzah Shviyas, that even though you harvested it on Shminas, but as long as it was a via Shlish, it grew a third on Shviyas, it grew on Shviyas, you harvested it on Shminas, it's still chayev and beer, it's still as an isoskayev. So the Rajban, the Ran, and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah asks, that's not Taisa Shviyas. Taisa Shviyas means that there's an Isser, Isurei Shviyas apply b'shminas, like Isser on the Karka. This has nothing to do with it. We know there are dinim, like let's say you harvested the peri on Shviyas. So then it's peri Shviyas. Peri Shviyas, there is Kedusha, Kedusha Shviyas is there by peri Shviyas. And that even though you harvested this peri b'shminis, it still has kedusha shviyas. That we learn it from a different pasuk. The Gemara there, Mashana after days and days, it says va'asas the tvul l'shleish shanim, and you read in it l'shlish, and that teaches you it's totally in shlish gindel. So what's that do with teisus shviyas? Teisus, but teisus shviyas the chayav means that there's isurei melacha that apply even though it's not shviyas, it's before shviyas and after shviyas. There's nothing to do with isurei melacha. This is the Kedusha Shviyas. Of course it's Kedusha Shviyas. It was Godless Shlish. You learn that from a Pasuk. The Godless Shlish. It has Kedusha Shviyas. So the Pnei Yeshua there, in a few places, that, no, Chorish teaches you the Din of Kedusha Shviyas. Katsa doesn't teach you the Din of Kedusha Shviyas. Katsa teaches you the Din. Doesn't teach the Kedusha Shviyas. It teaches the Din of Kedusha Shviyas. That there's a Din. You would think Kedusha Shviyas is only on Peiris that were harvested on Shviyas. Kamash Manavar Shlish is also considered Kedusha Shviyas, even though it's harvested later. And the Emes and the Rishayim say that Sagas arrived on the Balamar there in Rosh Hashanah, and also the Me'iri on Rosh Hashanah. They both say this Mamish Klar, that you should know that Katzir is not a din of Taisa Shviyas. Katzir is a Naya din that the Peri has Kedusha Shviyas because of Avar Shlish. And the din of Taisa Shviyas is Charish. The din of Taisa Shviyas is Charish. The din of Katz is an ayah din, a din that has Kedusha Shviyas. But that's one sheet of the Rishayim, the Rajma and the Miri say it very clearly. That's the Chayr Rashi Shita and Rosh Hashanah and Makis and the Rashi Ksav Yad and the Rash and the Rosh. What does the Rajma and the Ran hold? The Rashi and the Ran hold, no, if the Ksiv is Yetzin Lemaisi Shvius, you can't do Melechus Karka. You can't weed, and you can't be Menachish Besada, and that's the Taisi Shvius that's there at the end. You can't do the Melechus Karka. Then this is Taisis the Rosh Hashanah says this already. And that it lays in the days. Then there, where the Gemara says that the Yidul Shlish gives it a din of Kedusha Shvius, so Taisa asks the Kasha, why do we need two psukim for the same halacha? It says, Va'asas is a tvul, l'shleish yishadim karibay l'shlish. The Shlish tells you that you know Yigminik Shvius v'shminis. We know that from Mecharish of Akatsa Tishbais. So Taisa says like this, from the pasuk of Va'asas is a tvul, l'shel yishadim karibay l'shlish, that Shlish Gidul gives a Kedusha Shvius, that means l'gabe is a schayr, a chiyuv beer, and other dine of perish Shvius. But to go do malacha like Chavisha, Ktsir, and Eidu, and that, you wouldn't have asked it. Because it's not Shvius anymore. The Paris have Kedusha Shvius. So whatever din Kedusha Shvius has, that's not only in Shvius. Anytime we'll have Kedusha Shvius. And the question is, you didn't harvest it on Shvius. Mechatais is Kedusha Shvius. So then from this pasuk, no, if it's got a Shlish B'Shvius, it has Kedusha Shvius. But what about doing malacha? Malacha, you can't ask the malacha, it's not Shvius anymore. So that's why I need Bekharishu Bekatsa Tishvais, that Bekatsa teaches you that the Ksir Shel Shvius, Shenichlis Sheyetzel Lameitzel Shvius, that teaches you that the Avaydis HaKarka is Mutter, is Aser, as long as it's a Tzarech Peir Shvius. So that's Taisus and the Rash and the Ran. Kundas Rashi, the Rash, and the Rav, and the Miri hold. There's no Isra Avaydis B'Shminis. The whole thing is Nig of Kedusha Shvius. But Taisus and the Rashi and the Ran hold, there is an Isra Avaydis B'Shminis on these pairs. So the Mikdash David, on Zoram, Simon and Tess of Khan Zion, he asked the Kasha, the Teres Kainim, which is brought in the Rash in Mesech the Shvius Perek Beis Mishnah Hay, says Mefurish that there's no Isser Aveda once Shvius is out. It says like this, Shna Shabbos in Yilaretz, came in Shiyotze Shvius, Afal Pisha Beresea Shmita, Mutter Delasis Malacha Begufa Shaliyarn, Aval Peresa Vesu Matesu Abishvat. That's the Lashon of Teres Kainim. That Shna Shabbos in Yilaretz, you only have 1 year. One Shvius is gone, even though the payers have Kedusha Shvius, and they're also at Tu B'Shvat, but still, you're allowed to do Malacha B'Guf V'Shalilah. So it's Mavur in the Teres Kainim. There is no Malacha B'Shminis on the payers of Shvius. So you see Mavur, it's not like Taisis and the Rajba and the Ran. So the Mikdash David himself says, which is the Chayyim, not like these Rishainim, that you can be Mechalik. Now, if you have a problem with the Rishainim that say that all it is Kedusha Shvius, Lagade, Beer, and Schaira, that's not Taisa Shvius. That's a din that's learned that, and also we know that din from Asas Tzvul L'Shal L'Shanim, that once it has Gidol Shlish, it has Kedusha Shvius. But the problem with the Rishainim that say that you now do Malacha, is Shvay, the Teres Kainim is Mefurish, and even though the Peres have Kedusha Shvius, you're allowed to do Malacha. So as Dr. Mikdash David, Malacha of Karka is Mutter. But there's some malachas that are not negated to the karka, which you spoke about in the shir on Daf Gimel Amin Aleph, that the malachas katsira, that it says, asir katsira lay sixar, asir vizach lay sivsar, the malachas katsira, which some Rishayin in the Rambam holds, that the isser is to do the katsira kederach kol shana. Right? That's what we spoke about, which the Ramban holds that that's just an asnachta. Really, the isser is to hold it and not be mafkarit. But the Rambam holds no. If you do the Ksiri Kedera Kol Shana, you get Malkus. So that's not a Malacha with the Karka. That's a Malacha with the Peris. So well, that's the Din of Taisa Shvius. The Taris Kainim is saying there's no more Malachas Karka. So you're allowed to do Malacha for the tree once it's not Shvius anymore, even though the Peris on the tree are Peris Shvius. But the Ksiri Kedera Kol Shana, that's a Malacha with the Peri. That will be also as long as the payers have Kedusha Shvius. And that's what we learn from Taisa Shvius. Not just an Issa of Schayra and Beer, but an Issa of Malacha, but which Malacha? The Malacha of Ktsiri Kedera Kol Shana, that the Rama Moses and Issa Deraisa, that would apply by Mitzoyi Shminis als Taisa Shvius when you're dealing with the payers Shvius. So I saw, although I couldn't find the Sefer, but in the Biurim and the Rash, in the Sefer Mishnah Shvius of the Itzas of Mishnah Sarbaran, I mean, the Taisis Shanim in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes says Mamish like the Mikdash David. This is the Lashon they quote there. That the Taisis Ksir Shel Shvius, Nichlus Meitzai Shvius Nirim, Dafka Ktsira, Avcharisha lekalemena. Kagan beilin shenechle b'shvius te'asal charisha b'shminis. Tichsiv shnasha basa yila aretz. Kavim shiyatsa shvius hut las malacha b'guf v'shalilan. Avcharis of asa tu b'shvat. So the Tayis Hashanah Mamish has the same Chesh Mitzvah David. He quotes this Tayis Kainim that other Malachas will be Mutta, Harisha would have to be Mutta because Kevin Shiyatsa Shvius is Mutta Bavaydis Karka, Kashna Shabbos and Yilaritz. So you'd be allowed to do Harisha Litzarech Le'ilan if it's already Shminis. So what does it mean, Tzirishal Shvius, Venixmasai Shvius? It means Ksira. And why is Ksira different? L'chalak the Mikdash David, because Ksira is not a malach on the Aretz, Ksira is a malach on the Paris, and since the Paris Shvius, then you could be asked of a Shminas. So Kundas, there are three Shittas. We have Rashi, the Rash and the Rush, the Raiv and the Meiri that hold, that there are no malachas that are asr. It's not a din of Taisa Shvius B'chlal. It's just a din that the Kedusha Shvius applies to any Paris that grew in Shvius, even if they harvested B'Shminas, and the Kedusha Shvius in the Gei of Beer and Schreira and other such dinim. We have the Rajma and the Ran and Taisus in Rosh Hashanah that say that no, you're not allowed to do malachas at Tzarech the Ilan. We have the Taisus Shanim, which is saying the Mikdash Davish Tikkul Torah, that you're allowed to do malachas, like the Torah's kind of indicates. You just ksira would be asa, that particular malacha would be asa, because that's a malacha with the Paris. So how do we answer the Torah's Kainim with Taisus, the Rajman, the Ran? They say there is an Isser of doing Malacha for the Ilan, for the Paris Shvius, and the Torah's Kainim is Mufurish that it's Mutter. So Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amunah on the Rambam, Milcha Shvius, Perik Beis Malacha Aleph, and the Bia Malacha, he says very simple. He says the Torah's Kainim could go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dash in Mecharish of Akatsa Tishbais. Rabbi Shmuel knows Taisus Shvius Lefana because of Alach HaMashim Sinai. So according to him, we don't have a Taisus Shvius Lachrav because we learn from the Pasuk that even for the Perish Shvius that is still on the tree, there's no Issa Aveda, and there's probably no Issa Aveda. You learn that from the Pasuk. But this Ktsir Shal Shvius Yais Lemaitse Shvius Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva also is an Issa Malacha. And the Psak Halach is like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Maskan of the Gemara here. We're going like Rabbi Shmuel, that's why there's no Rabbi Gamliel of Mizdina was matter, because since it comes from Lacha Meshim Mishinai, Lacha Meshim Mishinai was only Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and Mizman Shabbos Mishkayim is no Lacha Meshim Mishinai, so Mele it's Mutter, there's no Din Taisa Shvius, that's how the Rambam passes, that only Shimzu Rabbi Shmuel, that you learn that from Lacha Meshim Mishinai, and that's why the Rambam didn't bring the Din of Taisa Shvius Lachrav altogether, because there is no such Din anymore, as I can Melanin. Pasha the Teretz on the Mikdash David's Kasha, Teretz Kainim goes like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva Enichnaim would hold the reason is the Malacha. So another interesting shtickle like this, the Gemara, Mamaiser, Rabbi Yechanan says a limud, that there's no din of Teretz Shvius according to Rabbi Shmuel. He learns now from a Pasuk, that he learned that from Shabbos Bereishis. Just like Shabbos Bereishis is only us at the Shabbos, not before and after. Who then Shvius is only us at the year, not before and after. So, Fek Taisa Kasha, what happened to Taisa Shabbos? What do you mean? You learn that from Shabbos Bereishis, just like the Shabbos Bereishis, only the Shabbos is us and not before and after. Who then Shvius, only the year is us and not before and after. The Gemara in Yuma has a lima that you need Taisa Shabbos, Bein Mitchilasa, Bein Mitziasa. So, Taisa says an interesting Taisa. But that's only a small amount of time. And we're not counting that. And Enochinam is Zaktesis. That small amount of time, which is Asr, on Shabbos before and after, there's also a din of Taisus Shvius before and after that small amount of time. This din that you can't be Chayrish 30 days before, or from Shavuos or Pesach, or whatever you want to learn, that Rabbi Yechanan saying is not Deraisa. Can't be Deraisa, because only Shvius is Asr. Well, that you can't do malacha afterwards on the katzer, it's the eitz l'maitz shvius, that. That also, we're saying it's not. But a small amount, enechanami by Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and that there's a small amount that's also bein lefana bein lachrav. Who within that small amount would taka be asa and shmita bein lefana bein lachrav, you'd have to be meisif. So there's a chuvah schem de shleimei, similar in hei eislav, it's born in the mitzvah eisen at the end of the mesechta. Then how could it be that there's an Issa Taisus Shvius before? It's anyway Asa because of Taisus Yom Tov. When does Shvius start? Shvius starts in Rosh Hashanah. What malachas are Asa and Shvius? Charisha, Zriya, Netiya, Ktsira, right? All these things are Asa Nyantav as well. So why is Taisis saying, what's in the Geya? You're going to have to be Maisav then Al Taisis Yantav. Why would there be Nisav Taisis Shvias if it's already Asa Al Taisis Yantav? As I fake the Chemdish Lame Akasha and the Kamat Teretzim. The Chemdish Lame says the Teretz. That first of all, the Irish Shainim that hold that Yolanda be Kaitzu L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. L'maisa, the Shaila is that the Gemara is Mavur Yonala be Kaitzu L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. It sounds as that the Reisa and the Rabbanah. The Irish Shainim know that's the Reisa. The Ksir is not from the Melachas that are Mutta even L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. But the Irish Shainim that hold that it's only the Rabbanah. Me the Reisa Yolanda be Kaitzu L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh. So good. So L'Tzarech Echel Nefesh outs Taisis Yandif will be Mutter, me the Reisa, because Yolanda do Ksira. Mashenke, and that's why we need a din of Taisus Shvius. Now, Taisus Shvius, Ksiru would be Aser. But he says, even according to the Rishainim that hold that the Issa Ksiru is their Issa, but you could say, what about a Mlacha Shein Shricha Lagufa? If you want to be Kaitz of something, but ain't Shricha Lagufa, so Bayantiv is no Issa their Issa, because Mach Smachshevis. Mashenke and Shvius Lachaira, since the Maisa it does help for the Karka, even though that's not your Kavana, it would be Aser. And he says, Sarach Iyin Bezeh. He's not sure if there's a din of Mach Smachshevis Lagai Bishmita. The Mitzvah Esen points out that Taisus later in the Gimel now, if the Tav Taisus Netaiva says clearly there's no din of Mach Smachshevis on Shvius. And the male, that would be good Teretz, Mach Shein Shicha Lagufa. And he also adds, the male, he could also say Makalkal. That Gufa Makalkal also is only Mutal's Mach Smachshevis, so it only be. It will be Mutta Mitzad Yantif, it will still be Asa Mitzad Shvius. Mikdash David, in Simon and Tess of Katan Zayin, he stells sich on the same question, and he says a very geschmack of Teretz. So far we have the Teretz right again. The Kasha is, why would there be an Isser of Taisus Shvius of Zman Mu'ud if you already have that Isser Mitzad Taisus Yantif? One Teretz is Ksira, which maybe is Mutta and Yantif, Asayich HaChal Efesh, Min Dereisam, and Aser and Shvius, and the other is Mach Shein Shicha Lagufa or Mekalkal, which is Mutter Midereisa and Yantav because it's not a Mach Smachshevis, and that will be Aser on Shvius. So the Mikdash David says, is the Gvaldik Yosef in the Minchas Chinuch, it's really not only his Yosef, we'll mention it, but is there, are you allowed to tell a guy to work your field on Shvius? Now we know Amir Lakam is Aser by everything, but how about Midereisa? The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that to tell a guy to work your field on Shvius is Asa Midereisa. And where does he get it from? Just like Shvius Behemtai. If you rent your behemoth to a guy, your Iver is a Dereisa, because the guy is doing Malacha with your behemoth, and you're not going to have your behemoth doing Malacha on Shabbos, even if it's not for you. So if a guy does Malacha on your field, the Shnasha Bas and Yil Aretz is not an Issa Gavra, or not only an Issa Gavra to do Malach on the field, it's an Issa on the Chefs, it's Issa on the field if Malach is done. So Amir La'akum the Aser, even Mider Issa. So Mel, very good. So that's where you're going to have an Afkimina, Taisus Shvius over Taisus Yamtiv. Taisus Yamtiv would only ask the person doing Malacha. Taisus Shvius will ask the Malacha being done on the field, even if it's done on Yidei Gai. Now this Yisayit already is in the Marashal, in Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Amnalf, in the Chacham Shleimai. It's in the Panim Yafes, in Parashat Shishmatim, on the Pasuk B'charish B'katzat Tishbeis. And the Ibn Ezra says it on the Pasuk of Shav, Sa'arit Shabbos Hashem. Imam says the same shtickle, that even Amir La'akam will be also, because with Shav Sa'arit, it's Dinim Shvisa Sa'arit. There's a Chazanish, Simon Yizayin Sifkan Chafei, that says it's a machlokes rishonim. Onam b'mayachin in Rosh Hashanah after Svavim and Beis is there a din shvisus a day or b'shvius. Now the Mikdash David says he mentions the Minchas Chinuch says that according to Taisus this would only be in shvius, but in Taisus shvius that's a din in the gavra, not a din in the sada. But he says it's a chilik because Rabbi Kiva's Taisus shvius b'charish uvakatzir that would be a din in the gavra. Mashenkin, the Taisus Shvius that we're learning out here in this Taisus, that even if Bishmal would agree, even if you don't hold there's a Taisus Shvius Dereisa, even if you're learning out from Shabbos Bereishis, but the Purta, you'd have it, that's a din in all the Shvises of Shvius. Just like Lamashal by Shabbos, by Taisus Shabbos, to be an Issa of Shvises Behema, or according to Beishamai, Shvises Kalim. That's what he names on. So, who a din, by Taisus Shvius, the Purta that's Aser, That would be us even a mirlaka. So that's like a third teretz. We have a teretz of ksira, which is mutl tzarech echal nefesh, possibly. We have a teretz of mlechs machsheves, mekalkol, lemachas shen shichol gufa. We have a teretz of a mirlaka. In the kisik kolos Yankov, he wants to stam sideswipe the kasha like this. And the Ran says, whatever's anyway going to be awesome at Sad Shabbos, that can't be Taisa Shabbos. So, Taisa, whatever you're having a suffix that maybe it's Shabbos, that's not Taisa Shabbos. Taisa Shabbos has to be that you know for sure it's not Shabbos, and you're still being Maisif. Because even though it might be Mutter, but since you don't know that it's Mutter, so whatever you're Mechuyev to do Mitzad Shabbos Alein, Taisa Shabbos would have to be a little bit more. So he says, you could say the same you say here, if everything is awesome at Sad Yom Tov, and you have a Taisa Shvius, that would mean to do a little bit more. So you do one amount of Taisa Shvius, and then another amount for Shvius, that's what he says. It's in the Kisik, Kilas Yankov, HaKadoshim Simen Chav. One more Nekunda, one more, that the Gemara Lamaisa discusses what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, Yachal Yilka Al-Kharisha, and Nasavai Talmud Lepturah. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi says that you can't learn that from Shabbos Bereishis, that there's no dentosis, because the Shabbos can't be oikir a kra, the limud can't be oikir the kra, and it can't be oikir the hilchasa. So what is the pshat that Rabbi Gamliel was matter? The pshat's like this, that according to Rishmal, it's halacha v'shem Sinai, the halacha v'shem Sinai is only bisman shebeis hamikdash kayam, dumi the nisa chamayim. Just like Nisa Chamayim is only Mizman Shabbos, so who would then ask in the Tiyas, which is said together, is only Mizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim? Today's Mishnah Kayim not. So, that's where Rabbi Gamliel Darshan, that there's no Isser. And Pashas, the Pshat's like this, the Isser Deraisa is 30 days, the Isser Derabbanah is from Pesach to and Shavuos, but once you don't have the Isser Deraisa 30 days, the mainly you don't have the Isser Derabbanah of Pesach and Shavuos. Now he said, Dumi the Nisa Chamayim. So the Dvar says, who then he could have said Dumi the Arava? Arava also, the din derais of Arava, the lochem eshim sin of Arava is only bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That that we take Arava today is only a minig neviim, a zechel hamikdash. First of all, he says, okay, we picked one, we don't have to say both. And also, we'd rather pick the one that's b'chal naik today. Nisach vayin is b'chal naik today. Arava is naik today, me derabanan, so maybe we didn't say Arava. That's a chari pashav shat, but the grachal hashas says, Reb Chaim said a very interesting thing. Reb Chaim said that really, Nisach HaMayin is not Nayik today, but Arava could be Nayik today. L'maisa, I would imagine it's not, because Dumi the Nisach HaMayin. But we have no Hechrich that Arava is not Nayik today. And he says like this, we baskim akriven afi she'en bayis. That's what the Gemara says. Akriven afi she'en bayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushin of Beis HaMikdash is still there, and you can be Makrif Korbanis. So why don't we arm Makrif Korbanis today? So there's a Tyson Zvachim. Zakti Reb Chaim, the reason is because you don't have a Mizbech. That much you need a Mizbech. There's no Zrikas and Dam without a Mizbech. So you can't be Makrif Karbonis because you don't have a Mizbech. And I know Chanami. A Karbon Milchi could be Makrif today. Tyson says this in Zvachim Daphnantes because the Gemara says that if you Makdir Bechutz Yechayiv because it's Royal of them, and Tyson is a Kasha, why don't you say Sheikhit? Tyson is Sheikhit, it's not Royal of them because you don't have a Mizbech. A mincha doesn't need a mizbech because you could do it in the makom mizbech. Zrikas dam needs a mizbech. So Zakti Reb Chaim, the same thing. Nisach HaMayim is like Zrikas dam. You need a mizbech. Without a mizbech, it doesn't have a teres Nisach HaMayim b'chlal. Today we don't have a mizbech, today we don't have Nisach HaMayim. But a rav, you don't really need a mizbech. They put the rav on the side of the mizbech, but you need the kedusha, and the kedusha is still there. You don't need the actual mizbech. Teres and Mincha, you don't need a Mizbech. You need the Kedusha. And you have the Kedusha. So who adin, Arava, you don't need the Mizbech. So Mel, that's what he says. Nisach HaMayim you can't do today, Taka. And Mel, we can learn it from Nisach HaMayim as long as Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, because you don't have a Mizbech. But Arava, if it wouldn't be that this Lacha Meshavisina is only Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Arava would be able to be done today, even though you need the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have Hashem Bayis, you have the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. You don't have the Mizbech, but you don't need the Mizbech by Rava. You don't only need Mizbech when Nisach HaMayim. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.